This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Just one more year behind the mic for longtime Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson may be one of the most dedicated Reds fans in town. He has fond memories of Marty and joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So what role do you think Marty Brenneman plays in Reds history?
Let's put it this way. This year, in 2019, we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Cincinnati Red Stockings, the first professional baseball team. Marty Brenneman, it will be his 46th year behind the mic. In other words, he has been a part of this franchise for nearly one-third of that 150 years. That is astounding. And that is that's an amazing record. I mean, for someone to last that long in that job, it's a very difficult job, but he loves it, and he's always loved it. And it's just, if you look at it in terms of one-third of the history of this whole of baseball in Cincinnati.
So he's talked about some of his favorite calls. There's been so many over the years. Do you have any favorites, the ones that you think are his best?
Oh, yeah. I think his very first game was in 1974, opening day. It was against the Braves, Atlanta Braves. And Henry Aaron, the great home run hitter, was one home run away from tying Babe Ruth for the all-time record. And he did it in that game at Riverfront Stadium with Marty Brenneman broadcasting his first real professional baseball game, or real Major League Baseball game. And Henry Aaron hit the home run off of Jack Billingham, a Reds pitcher, and Marty just went, Marty was very young at the time, and his voice was a lot higher, and he was just yelling in the microphone, but he described it beautifully. My favorite, though, my very favorite, it was from 2010, and I was at that game, so I didn't hear it live, but I heard it later many times. I've heard it later many times. It was when Jay Bruce hit a home run into the moon deck in the ninth inning to win a game for the Reds, which clinched the National League Central Division title for the Reds. And that was one of the most beautiful calls I have ever heard on a baseball game. He was excited, obviously, but the words that he used. The man, honestly, and this may sound ridiculous, but he's a poet. He has such a great grasp of the right words to use at the right time that evoke emotion and make the fans just as excited as if they were in the ballpark.
Now, you not only have listened to Marty, you've gotten to know him over the years. What's he like in person?
Marty's one of these guys. I mean, he doesn't sub for fools gladly, but he's as friendly as can be with most people, and particularly the fans. I've seen him like in spring training situations where he's just walking around, and people stop him. Dozens of people will stop him, and they'll want maybe an autograph or just to shake his hand or to talk. And he's always pleasant with them. He's always really, he's funny, jokes with them. That's why the fans love him. And he's smart enough to understand that without those fans, he'd be nothing. He needs those people, but that's, and he loves the interaction.
Your fondest memory?
Fondest memory is I used to call him up just before my mother's birthday, which was April 7th, and I'd ask him, I'd say, Marty, would you do a birthday greeting for my mom? She was at Otterbein. And he said, no problem, pal. Make sure she's listening to the bottom of the second inning. And he would do it, and she was so proud. She would run around and tell all her neighbors about it. And I will always be grateful to him for that.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He is also one of the Reds' most dedicated fans.